Concha, Carlos si Baranza, ni ka uni kin kwasi. Kaises. I'm telling you, my name is Harun Quincy Berenson. I was born in the Kalahari Desert as a Kambusman. I grew up in the Kalahari and I stay already in the Kalahari.
He's known as Bushman Pete, and he is on a mission to preserve his culture. He's travelled the world, meeting leaders from other Indigenous groups and raising funds to start a field school where he will pass on the skills of his people. Few people still alive can speak the language of Pete's ancestors. Pete speaks mainly Afrikaans now, but the songs and poems his parents taught him remain etched in his memory.
Bushman kena sasia Angola.
The term Bushman is considered derogatory by many, but Pete is adamant. He's a Bushman. Bushman traditions are dying out, and Pete says apartheid was to blame.
There's some of the Bushman people have lost a lot of skills, a lot of culture about apartheid at this time. And even like that now, because even I go hunting animals, because I must have a permit now, you see, and that's not right.
For centuries, Bushmen gathered plants and hunted animals, and Pete has retained the skills his father taught him, including how to interpret animal tracks.
I grow up in my culture. If I go and hunting, even I, my father see a footprint of the animal. He didn't tell me this footprint of the animal. The first thing he see the footprint of the animal, he smell it and he read it. Why? Because he smell it, he makes sure the animal he hunting is not sick. If I read the animal footprints before he hunting the animal, he must not pregnant. That's why I will bring the deep knowledge of our people to the people.
International donors are assisting Pete with the opening of a field school where he will teach the ceremonial rites of his people, how to live off the earth, and about the rock art they are known for.
The Bushman people, the Kam Bushman, have everything. He makes his beer, he makes his wine, he makes his tobacco, and all these things. Even the people is suffering here. The loving of me is going smooth. Don't stress, don't worry about anything.
Pete plans to also include the use of plants and knowledge of the connection to nature in his teachings.
If I go to the field, to the bush, and I go and look for medicine, no, we connect. Before we go there, we ask for God, we're asking for the earth, we're asking for the animals, we're asking for the birds. Because we are friends, because we are staying in the bush, we are family. There's a special plant for me. You call it Wetvergeet. I was very sick now. I was sick and I forget this plant. It's like a diamond. You call him Wetvergeet, it's in the Kalahari Desert. This plant is very important. If I come to you, or I give poison in your food, of water or whatever, and you feeling not okay, and you can put little bit of this, you can eat the sap, and you bring all these things out.
Pete wants to preserve his people's ancient skills and will pass his knowledge on to those around him.
Some of the people here in the Western Cape, there's a lot of plants here. He didn't know. There's a lot of food. There's a lot of water plants. There's a lot of secret plants. He didn't know these plants. That's why we will help. We will give our knowledge to the people. Before I die.
Before we leave, Pete, wearing his roycut or caracal skin around his head to protect him, recites a poem.
Carol, Quincy, you are here. Bushman, Kaya, Konya, Kaya, Sivan.
He comes alive, the sparkle in his eyes and animation on his face evidence of his determination not to let his culture die out.
Kaisi.
This podcast was produced by me, Catherine Rice. Field recording by Bertram Malchus. Visit News24 to listen to other podcasts, like the Inga Lott story, A Miscarriage of Justice, and My Only Story, Back to School. News24. Trusted news first. Push my